Richard, congratulations, 4-1 victory. You must be, dare I say, use the old cliche, over the moon.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, the aim at the start of the day was to win the game and not really get into a replay or anything like that. And so we got this positives there on the win. I think there was two different displays really. First half was unhappy with the boys for numerous reasons. Second half, I think the boys played really well. I think played some of our best football we've played this season.
Now, before the game, when we spoke about the Whiteley fixture, you weren't too keen about playing on 3G pitches. What do you think about that now?
Yeah, no, like I say, I mean, it depends on what side you're looking at it. I mean, obviously, look at Maidstone and the financial side. I'm sure any chairman or board of directors would want to play on 3G and make the income. But from a football side of view, it's a different type of game on a 3G. And I think, like, we obviously prefer playing on grass, you know, that's what we're used to playing on. But yeah, if you've got to come down here, the one thing is you've got to say the argument as well. It's better playing on a nice pitch like this than some of the pitches you can go to in the Ryman League that are awful. So at least you know that you're not going to get bad bounces and stuff like that. You know, it's going to be true. So it's certainly a little bit different. And we never really overplay the 3G. It's a game of football, and it's 11 players versus 11. And it's a little bit of a different surface. But, you know, I suppose it's a little bit like the tennis players, you know, playing on four different surfaces. But it's not like the be-all and end-all, and we don't make a massive deal of it. We come down and obviously just get the players to bring the right footwear and get on with it.
Obviously, with a 3G pitch and with the winter setting in, you're virtually always going to be guaranteed a game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at Leverhead where we've got the river, and we, a lot of our games end up getting called off, as do quite a few. I think a few did today, and it's a plus. Like I say, I mean, I'm not one to really be too overly, you know, sort of add a voice to it. It is what it is, and you just get on with it, and that's what we tried to do. And we came down, and there's a few little differences in the way that you might play on it. And I think certainly in the second half we played it in a better way, but we played like we would have in any game on any service. We played a lot better.
Now you're in the draw for the third qualifying round. The Conference South clubs enter the competition. What would you rather have, a home draw against a lower-ranked side, or would you like one of the big boys?
Well, I think we're a bit of a strange one, aren't we? Because we're virtually unbeaten. I think we've only lost one game away from home. So I'd probably say, in a strange way, we probably want an away draw. But no, I mean, we don't get too concerned with a draw. What will be, and there'll be some numbers come out. And the whole idea is just to go on. Obviously, there's a bit of money for the club, and try and go as far as you can, and come what may, you know, whatever team we get. We more concern ourselves with ourselves than anyone else, and we know that we've got good players, and that's what's the most frustrating part with this group, is that they're capable of things like we've shown this year, but we need to get that consistency, and we don't need to be at the moment we're playing in like one half we play well and the other half we don't. We've got to try and change that and stem it into a 90-minute game. We've got to try and play well in both halves.